If someone transported polar bears to Antarctica, would they thrive?
At first glance, the Arctic and Antarctic have very similar environments. I needed someone with first-hand experience of Antarctica to help me answer this question. Dr. Ian Staniland from the British Antarctic Survey told me why we might want to move polar bears in the first place.
Starving polar bears desperately clinging to lumps of melting ice is an image that most people relate to regarding global warming and the threats to wildlife. And given their iconic status, it has even been suggested that we could save the polar bear by translocating them to the Antarctic.
But would they be more successful hunting at the South Pole? Let's drop them in and find out.
Polar bears would do very well if transplanted into the Antarctic, well, at least for a few years. From a food point of view, it'd be polar bear heaven. In the Arctic, the seals and other potential prey species have evolved lifestyles that minimise their risk of being eaten by polar bears. But in contrast, larger Antarctic animals such as seals and penguins have evolved without this risk of being eaten. Because of this, the penguins are typically quite bold and inquisitive and will often approach you to have a look. And seals in the Antarctic range in behaviour from total indifference to outright aggression. For example, Antarctic fur seals have a reputation for chasing and trying to bite people. And whilst this is great for tourism and researchers, well, except for getting bitten, obviously, it would make Antarctic wildlife the equivalent of an all-you-can-eat buffet as far as polar bears are concerned. The most obvious effect of putting polar bears into the Antarctic would be a catastrophic decline in the seal and penguin populations and some very fat and happy bears.
So far, so good for the polar bears. Although news isn't so good for the penguins. Are there any other benefits for polar bears in Antarctica?
Given that most of the industrialised nations are in the Northern Hemisphere and are encircling the Arctic, it's no surprise that polar bears are basically being poisoned by their food. The remoteness of Antarctica and its greater separation from these sources of pollution means that whilst such toxins are found in the environment, the levels are currently much less significant.
Plenty of food and less pollution. This all sounds too good to be true.
But it's not all good news for the polar bears. There are also several less obvious factors that come into play. There would be many unknowns, such as the risk of the bears of exposure to new diseases, and then what would happen when the bears have eaten all the seals and penguins. History teaches us that animal translocations often have unpredictable results, and so it's probably best that polar bears and penguins only meet on badly designed Christmas cards.
Thanks, Ian. I'm sure all penguin lovers will agree the solution to polar bear conservation lies in protecting their Arctic habitat, not moving them south. Next week, we'll be answering Sterling's question.
What causes sleepwalking and what can be done to prevent it?
I wouldn't mind if I could answer emails in my sleep. That would double my productivity. But do you have a solution to sleepwalking? Send your suggestions to chris@thenakedscientist.com. Find us on Facebook, tweet @NakedScientists, or join in the debate on the forum, thenakedscientist.com/forum.
And that brings us to the end for this week. Thank you very much to Connie for the production. Next week, we're going to be digging into why our soils need saving. Apparently, making 3 centimetres of topsoil takes 1,000 years, but present rates of soil loss mean we may have no soil left within 60 years. We'll find out why. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by Rolls-Royce, the EPSRC and the STFC. I'm Chris Smith, and thanks to you at home for listening. Until next time, goodbye.